Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, Democrats are speaking out about the arrest of Ed Buck.
The things that were reported to have gone on in his home are beyond troubling. They're deeply disturbing.
West Hollywood Mayor Pro Tem Lindsay Horvath says Buck's arrest is just one step in a long journey towards justice. Buck was taken into custody last night, long after two men, Jamel Moore and Timothy Dean, died in the Democratic donor's apartment, and days after a third man overdosed there but survived.
I feel for the families. I feel for their friends and the members of my community who have wanted to know that their community is safe, who have wanted to know that people who are involved in crimes will be brought to justice.
Prosecutors describe Buck as a violent, dangerous sexual predator who preys on men made vulnerable by addiction and homelessness. They've asked for his bail to be set at $4 million. Congresswoman Karen Bass says in a statement it's incomprehensible that it took a third man to be attacked and almost die to finally dissolve the unconscionable apathy that has allowed Ed Buck, a racist sexual predator, to roam free. L.A. City Councilman Mike Bonin tweeted, Ed Buck arrested, about damn time. Buck is awaiting arraignment on charges of battery, administering meth, and running a drug house. Asked why no charges have been filed on the deaths of Dean and Moore, a DA spokesman says both cases remain under investigation. The deaths were ruled accidental. Buck's attorney has not responded to our request for comment. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Security video shows why mountain lion P-61 tried to cross back over the 405 where he was killed. He was running for his life.
P-61 was being chased by another male mountain lion. When P-61 first crossed over the 405 freeway in July, he ended up in this other cat's territory.
So it was pretty amazing to see this footage of the uncollared adult male mountain lion chasing P-61 moments before he was found dead on the 405 freeway. So it really kind of puts together the complete picture of what happened.
Jeff Sikich is a biologist who studies the L.A. cougars for the National Wildlife Service. He says male cougars often kill other male cougars.
So the two leading causes of death in our study area is from intraspecific conflicts, so mountain lions killing other mountain lions, and then also road mortality.
He says P-61's death shows the need for wildlife crossings like the new one planned over the 101 in Agoura Hills. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom has signed a bill that could transform the so-called gig economy. It makes it much more difficult for companies to classify workers as independent contractors.
This is a big deal. This means that a large number of workers who've been historically misclassified as independent contractors will have a much greater chance of being able to gain employment status, and that means access to minimum wage.
UC Berkeley Labor Center Chair Ken Jacobs tells KNX the workers would also be entitled to benefits like sick leave and workers' compensation. Newsom says this is important to rebuild the middle class. Uber has argued it won't have to follow the law because drivers' work falls outside the usual course of its business, which it says is serving as a technology platform. Lyft and DoorDash joined Uber in threatening to spend $90 million on a ballot measure next year opposing the law.
Women suing UCLA, alleging abuse by a campus doctor, believe the university isn't doing nearly enough to investigate complaints.
Deeply personal stories came out at this UC Board of Regents meeting here at UCLA. Stories about Dr. James Heaps, a former campus gynecologist.
I was told that I should see Dr. Heaps, as breast cancer can sometimes lead to cervical cancer. The abuse occurred repeatedly during pelvic and breast exams.
Two victims who are suing in civil court believe believe that UCLA could do more to investigate.
More than 144 women that have come forward with complaints. But when I reported my abuse, I was told, let this go. It won't be good for you.
The woman spoke during public comment at the Regents meeting being held here at UCLA. Dr. Heaps was indicted this past June on 2 counts of sexual battery, 1 count of sexual exploitation by a physician. At UCLA, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Ventura County might soon be one of the leading areas across California when it comes to growing hemp. That's marijuana, but with only trace amounts of THC, which is what gets people high. County Agricultural Commissioner Ed Williams tells KNX it's going to be a good boost for agriculture in the area.
Even if some of the crops don't make it, I would say $100 million is a realistic figure for the hemp industry this year in Ventura.
He says the hemp industry brings jobs to the county and additional tax dollars. William says he expects most of the hemp will be sold for CBD.
The hundreds of cases of lung disease connected to vaping apparently having an impact on sales of marijuana vape products in the state. Marijuana Business Daily says sales made up 32% of the market in the middle of August, but that number is down to 29% last week.
As long as there continues to be, like I said, this uncertainty about exactly what is causing this, I think people's concerns about what's in their vape products are going to apply both to the black market, the gray market, and the legal market.
Research editor Eli McVeigh with Marijuana Business Daily tells KNX, in total dollars, vape sales are doing much better than this time last year. 7 deaths, including one in California, have been linked to vaping.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.